T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The 2008 PDGA World Championships have been completed, and PDGA Radio is here with the final results and reaction from the winners and organizers. Stay with me as this episode has reaction from first-time world champion David Feldberg, two-time women's world champion Valerie Jenkins, and the advanced amateur champion Jeremy Kohling. Those interviews and more, along with the complete list of world champions, is coming your way on this special edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you in part by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. PDGA Radio special coverage of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships is brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. There, David and his staff would like to wish the best of luck to all the players this week in Kalamazoo and announce the opening of their new online retail store for Gateway's disc golf bags, cool-looking stencil dies, dead stamps and tie-dye shirts, and more. Stop by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com to check it all out. New custom products added every week. Gateway Disc Sports is also hosting an upcoming B-tier event in Central Illinois on September 6th and 7th. This par 72 course at Foundation Park is one of the most picturesque and challenging courses in the country. The Gateway Open in Centralia is within 3.5 hours of 10 major cities, including Bowling Green, Memphis, Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. All players will receive 2 discs in their player's package, and there will be several baskets given away. So register today online or call Gateway Disc Sports for more information. And remember to visit GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. Well, both the pro men's and women's divisions at the World Championship saw leaders with double-digit leads heading into the final round Saturday at the Timber Ridge course. For the men, it was the world's number one ranked player, David Feldberg, who was coming back to the area he grew up in and first began playing disc golf. Feldberg shoots a total score on the week of 100 under par, en route to earning his first world title. It's 14 throws better than last year's world champion, Nate Doss, who ended in second place. We caught up with Dave just moments after his final putt.
I feel relieved. That would really be the word I use, relieved.
Now, how do you approach a round when you're entering it, it's a final nine, and you have a double-digit lead?
You try to play safe, but that's usually failed in the past. So I went aggressive the whole way, and I think it paid.
And you did pick up a few strokes over that final nine.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit of a competition throughout the week.
Tough competition. Players rotated around me all week. And I saw lots of great shots. I saw young players like Nico DeCastro. I saw tricky players like Jeff Bennett. And I saw the solids, you know, Nate Doss, Matt Oram, Ken Climo. They were there all week.
And then you did have a tough round out here at Timber Ridge yesterday. Can you tell us about that?
Just, you know, it's a course that there's a lot of side hill baskets, and I wasn't feeling it. And you leave a couple putts low or high, you pay for it. And I had lots of rollaways and bad kicks and... And again, I wasn't throwing that great. And I was kind of nervous because Nate Doss was making a move, but I knew we were going to Oshimo, and that's my second home course, so I felt confident.
It's David Feldberg, your 2008 world champion. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Feldberg earned $6,000 for the victory, along with a handmade trophy and the honor of forever being called a disc golf world champion. In the pro women's division, we saw Valerie Jenkins leading all week as she was hoping to defend her world title from last year. Final leaderboard shows her with a score of 36 under par, 12 throws better than Des Redding in second. I asked Valerie how it felt winning back-to-back world titles.
PDGA Radio being joined now by the two-time defending women's world disc golfer. It's Valerie Jenkins. Congratulations, Val. How did it go today?
Thank you. It was pretty good. We started off our day with Coldbrook, and I was 12 strokes ahead, and Des put on a little pressure and caught up a few strokes, so made the final nine interesting, and her and Liz battled it out, and it was a great final nine.
How is it playing a final nine, though, when you have a double-digit lead and you're only playing nine holes?
It was fun. I played this course better than I did in practice, better than I did the 2 times I played it, so it was fun. I got a little more revenge, made the putts that I wanted to during the round, so it was fun. It was more fun than anything.
Now, it definitely appears that you're really taking on the figure of the number one women's player in the world. Is that a lot of pressure on you, and how do you feel about that title, if it's official or not?
I'm just taking it with stride. I just come out and try and play my best, and whatever happens, happens. I feel like I'm trying my best every time I get out there. So when a world championship just falls in my lap, it's awesome, and I hope many more to come.
Have you been practicing the Kansas City courses already, or are you planning that for the winter?
I can't wait to get out there. I love those courses, playing the Kansas City Wide Open, and I can't wait to get out there and play those courses because they're one of my favorites in the world.
All right, Valerie Jenkins, you're defending Women's World Champion in Kalamazoo, the 2008 World Championships. Congratulations, and good luck the rest of the year and next year.
Thank you.
The 2009 PDGA World Championships are scheduled for Kansas City, Missouri, July 27th through August 1st, with Jack Lowe serving as tournament director. Stay with us on PDGA Radio. Your Disc Nation leaderboard is next. Years ago, from the waters of Lake Shawnee in Kansas emerged treasures that soon became the beginning of LS Discs, now one of the world's leading disc golf outfitters, with thousands of new and used discs and accessories available, along with a unique and fashionable apparel line. LSDiscs.net should be your first stop for disc golf supplies. LS Discs, promoting the sport of disc golf locally and nationally. They would like to wish all the players good luck this week, especially Team LS Discs. Time now for the final look at the 2008 World Championship leaderboard, brought to you by Disc Nation, one nation under par. For the pros, it was David Feldberg beating out Nate Doss by 14 throws. In third place was Mike Randall from Colorado, followed by the other competitor in the final nine, Alabama's Matt Orem, who finished 16 throws behind Feldberg, one behind Randall. Marcus Schallstrom missed the finals by one throw. He finishes in fifth place. The rest of the top ten for the Pearl Men was Barry Schultz and Jeff Bennett tied for sixth, Eric McCabe and Steve Rico tied for eighth, and Ken Climo tied for 10th place with Nico LoCastro, making it yet another top 10 at the World Championships for Climo. Pro Women was won by Valerie Jenkins, as we told you earlier, and that was 12 throws better than Des Redding, who made a late charge. Liz Carr entered tournament in 3rd place, followed by Angela Chickfry. Kiri Berlegar and Birgitta Lagerholm was in 5th. The Master Pro Division was won by Michigan's Al Shack. He earns the world title by 9 throws over Joe Mila and Jim Oates. The other Pro World titles were won by Pam Reinecke with a 20-throw win for the Masters women, Greg Hosfeld in the Grand Masters as he edges out David Greenwell by 4. Kathy Hardiman won the Grandmaster women's title. Peter Scheib edges out Michael Gates by 2 to win the Senior Grandmasters. And Raymond Carr gets a world title in the Legends Division. This is your Disc Nation leaderboard for the 2008 PDGA World Championships from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Your complete results can be found online at pdga.com. Are you looking for that one-stop shop to get all your disc golf gear? Visit DiscNation.com to browse through a 20,000 disc inventory at great prices and guaranteed same-day shipping. Disc Nation has one simple philosophy: every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation is also the number one disc golf store for collector plastic, CFR discs, first runs, and out-of-print discs. All this and more at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, one nation under par. Well, the final day of competition for the amateurs ended with 13 World Championship trophies being awarded, including in the Advanced Amateur Division, which saw Charlotte, North Carolina's Jeremy Kohling pull away on Saturday's final rounds, earning an 8-throw victory over Michigan's Ryan Herzog. I was lucky enough to be staying in the same hotel room as Jeremy during the week of Worlds, so I asked him what it felt like to finally achieve his goal of being the amateur world champion.
PDGA Radio now with the 2008 World Champion on the amateur side, Jeremy Kohling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Congratulations, it was a big win. Took you a while to get into the lead, but you finally got it, and then you pulled away. Tell us about your week.
Oh, man. First off, it's been a great time staying with you this week, Steve. You're a good guy. This week has just been, it's just been an experience, man. I've been looking forward to this for a little bit over a year now. And I wasn't quite ready to come last year. And I've been playing for about 2 years now. And my game just started to blossom right before Worlds. And so just coming out here, this is the greatest week ever, man. Just playing out here with one of my best friends, Buddy Tripp from Charlotte, and staying with my friends Brent Nordgren and Lars and Hans Nordgren from Topeka, Kansas, and LS Discs. It's just been a memorable week, man. I'll never forget this.
Now, you came in as the highest-rated player in the advanced pool, which made you the hands-on favorite. Everyone was talking about Jeremy Kohling versus Tate Handy was the original one. Tate struggled a little bit. He still had a good finish. But how was it playing with all the pressure as being the favorite, if not one of two or three favorites?
Well, I've been playing pro this year, so I'm coming from a situation where I haven't been the favorite. So this is the first time I've stepped into a tournament and people were saying, you know, that they were picking me to win or whatever. It was pressure, but, you know, it's something that it wasn't too hard to overlook. You know, I knew that if I played my game that the pressure thing would go away after a few rounds. The first two holes were a little bit nerve-wracking, but after that I got into a rhythm and just played not great golf, but enough to bring home the title in North Carolina.
And you are officially going to turn pro now?
Oh, absolutely, man. I can't. I'm so tired of turning down cash. This is, yeah, I'm turning pro now, absolutely, for sure.
And you've already got the sponsors going, so give a shout-out to them as you're now the amateur world champion.
Oh, I got to say thank you so much to everybody that's helped me out along the way. You know, I've had a lot of help from Discraft. They sponsored an amateur. I don't know why, but I guess it worked out for them. And they're great. They make the best plastic out there, and they're super, super awesome guys. And LS Discs, you know, these guys, they let me stay in the room all week with them, and they're just fun guys, and they do good business. So definitely support LS Discs.
All right, well, congratulations. It's Jeremy Kohling, your 2008 Advanced Amateur Champion.
Thanks a lot, man.
Stay tuned to PDGA Radio over the next several weeks, as we'll be hearing more from Jeremy about his title and future career in disc golf. Elsewhere in the amateur divisions, Kelsey Brockle wrapped up the advanced women's title. She wins by 7 over Paige Pierce and Michelle Fraser. Tim Weimer beats Mark Roberts by 3 to earn the advanced Masters world title. Mark Stedham wins advanced Grandmasters. Terry Calhoun gets the advanced senior Grandmasters trophy. Sheila Calhoun wins for the advanced Grandmaster women. And Carla DeProfit wins by 4 in advanced Masters women over Deb Allmark. For the juniors, David Wiggins Jr. shot some ultra-hot golf over the last couple rounds. He comes from behind to beat James Snappy Cole by 5 and wins the under-19 junior title. Joey Kozlowski earns the under-16 title. Andrew Coggin wins for the boys under-13. And Nicholas Duran wins the boys under-10. Don Geist and Karina Carlos both won uncontested in their junior girls divisions. Hey disc golfers, next time you're in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, make sure you stop into Fairway Flyers, undoubtedly one of the finest and largest all-around disc golf pro shops in the world. Customers call it the Mecca of disc golf and a candy store for adults. So stop in and see Mike at Fairway Flyers for everything disc golf related. From an inventory of thousands of discs and accessories to directions and scorecards to the dozens of area courses. If it's disc golf or Minnesota disc golf, it's at Fairway Flyers and fairwayflyers.com. Well, the 2008 PDGA World Championships were presented by Bell's Brewery of Kalamazoo. Their owner, Larry Bell, spoke to the crowd during the award ceremony.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate all the players, everybody who participated this week in the biggest tournament in the disc golf world. So cheers to all of you, everybody that went out and played this week. I'd like to thank Larry and Kevin, the basket cases, the PDGA staff, all the volunteers, Timber Ridge. Everybody did a great job. It's been an absolutely beautiful week for disc golf. couldn't ask for better weather than what we've had here today. Bells has been a fundraiser and a sponsor of local disc golf for many, many years from the start, and we will continue to support the sport. And if you all had a good time this week and thought it was a good show, and were ever blessed with you thinking you want to come back to Kalamazoo, I can guarantee that Bells will be a part of it again. Thank you all. Cheers.
The assistant tournament director, Kevin Dowd, said he was thrilled with how well the week went and just hopes everyone enjoyed the experience. Again, the 2009 PDGA World Championships are already on the schedule for late July of next year in Kansas City. They will again be a combined professional and amateur event. More information on that event, along with full results and tons of additional coverage by PDGA Media for the 2008 World Championships, can be found on PDGA.com. And also don't forget, I'm back with another new edition of PDGA Radio this Tuesday, with even more reaction from the winners and a conversation with Juliana Korver, one of the newest inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and I'd like to thank everyone who made these special editions of PDGA Radio possible, including the PDGA, also Gateway Disc Sports with GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, LS Discs at LSDiscs.net, Disc Nation with the Disc Nation leaderboard, and they are one nation under par at DiscNation.com, and finally, Fairway Flyers of St. Paul, Minnesota. Did you spend more time picking out a new driver than your car? Are you as picky about your disc golf bag as Paris Hilton is about her purse? Well, good news. Disc Nation is the disc golf superstore that has made everything simple. Every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation even has a large selection of first runs and CFR discs. Browse bags, accessories, Worlds DVDs, and a 20,000 disc inventory with same day shipping at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, one nation under par. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.